How's it haunting, everyone? I'm Chris.
And I'm Lena.
And this is the How's It Haunting podcast, take 45. How are you doing today, Lena?
I'm okay. Better than you.
Because I've had better days. For some reason, it just, nothing's working the way it should. It seems to be working fine now, right?
Yeah. I can hear you. Good. Can't see you, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I had to turn my camera off because I don't know what's going on. I can't run both programs at the same time. But you know what? First world problems. What's going on in your world? It's holiday season.
Well, for me, it's been holiday season since October.
Yeah, but you're kind of always in Halloween mode, so it's easier for you to coast into.
That's so true.
Thanksgiving is not what it used to be. Are you having that, I wouldn't say struggle, but are you having that life change? You don't hear a lot of happy Thanksgivings anymore.
I'm like so confused on that question statement. I don't know if that was a statement or a question.
It was a little bit of both. All right, so here's the thing. Thanksgiving is, Thanksgiving is canceled. You know, sum it up, Thanksgiving's canceled. Like a lot of people don't say the whole Thanksgiving thing.
Yes, and that is true.
I was born in 1975, so I'm still saying happy Thanksgiving. But I guess it's not so happy. Like, and I've known this for years. You know, we've all been made aware of what really happened, like all them years ago. It's not funny. I'm just saying it's a little different. It's like people go from October 31st, November 1st is Christmas, and totally skip over the Thanksgiving things.
But a lot of kids have this time off, so I think that's why people are still doing the whole Thanksgiving. I don't know if they talk about it much in school.
See, that's what I'm curious. That's a great question. I'm curious about that.
I should ask my kid. I got a message from, because, you know, nowadays we all have apps. That's how we communicate with teachers and stuff. Mm-hmm. It said, "Or have you thanked your teacher?" And I was like, you know what? No teacher wants kids, parents randomly messaging them during vacation. Like, leave the teacher alone. Like, why are people told to harass the teacher when they're on vacation?
That's how you thank them and leave them alone.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Like, I'll thank them when I see them, like when I have a conversation with them. But I don't need to be harassing them during their vacation. Like, leave them alone. People, leave your teacher alone during the vacation, okay?
Hey, y'all, not for nothing. If you want to thank your teachers, like, vote them a higher salary. Like, to start there. That'd be a big thanks. They totally appreciate that.
Thank them during their holidays. Like, no, give them money. They want money. Like, stop.
Make it rain on them.
For real. Let's go up. If you want to thank a teacher, do that.
Hey, you know, there was a few teachers online that, okay, we're not going to say anything about that. But I will tell you, Thanksgiving is always my favorite holiday. And it sounds bad, like on face value to say that. I like the idea of a holiday where I can eat a lot. It's my kind of day. Like, it's what I live for. I just want to eat. I want to eat. Well, then again, I want to eat food that I don't have to cook. That's always fun. And this year, I made nothing. Like, the old lady took care of it all. And it was great, as always, which is why I'd rather have her do it all the time instead of me. She does it way better than I do. But it was fun. We had our Thanksgiving. We're doing this whole season of holidays because next is like Christmas.
Right? Yep.
We're doing the whole Christmas thing. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. And as a result, well, I will get to how the holiday season affects the How's It Haunting podcast later on in the show. But enough of us fucking flapping our lips. Lena, what is this week's topic?
We got lucky. This week's topic is actually an interview.
And we did get very lucky. I agree. We have sole proprietor and host of Touch Radio and is founder of Shaving Thoughts Network, Mr. Tyrone Redford. Tyrone, a.k.a. Ty, a.k.a. T.Y. Bro, how's it haunting?
Oh, it has been haunting. I mean, we'll dive into it, but bro, it's been interesting energy that is, you know, arisen around me as of recently. And I've been having to navigate it in a very special way, if you will. It's been very interesting, bro. How you been?
I've been great. Been quiet as far as the paranormal stuff. I really don't have anything going on. Lena does. Wouldn't you say, Lena? Like, a little bit.
Yeah, I always do.
Oh, she always does. It's been dead, like, pun intended. It's been dead around here. So, but we're here for you, bro. Like, we're not here for me. I finally got you to sit down and talk to us about things that are going on in your life, experiences you've had. And I want to take you back to, like, the beginning. Like, we'll start as far as you're comfortable with. Like, at what age did you notice all these things happening?
Oh, man. So my great-grandmother, she owned a tenant building on the southwest side of Chicago. And, like, all the family kind of converged over there. And family is big, like, spiritual, you know, multiple religions, but primarily very spiritual practice, very African-rooted. So a lot of ours is with just understanding just a lot of the arts, you know, if you will, from light magic, dark magic, and hoodoo, voodoo. Like, just, I have ancestors that have just experimented and practiced all of it. So I'm a firm believer that a lot of energy is passed through, like, the blood, you know, and because of that, it's kind of like I, you know, was born with a little of that juju residue, you know. So growing up, I just, like, for, like, literally the first experience I've ever had was I was about 5 growing up in that tenant building. And I remember waking up in the middle of my sleep, seeing white orbs, like, just circling around the bedroom and just really you know, like, creepy stuff growing up. And then you get a little older and it's like, okay, you know, do some research and, you know, just evolution with your own spirituality. You start to understand that, okay, maybe that's not necessarily bad. It's not a bad thing. You know, I just may be tapping into something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. Just touching a different plane, if you will. But my first year, around 5 or 6, I start seeing my sister as well. We start seeing little orbs around us and little lights and certain shadows around us. And I was telling a friend recently, like, one of the biggest things I still get to this day is, like, I call it, like, the phantom call. When you in the room by yourself or in a house by yourself and you hear somebody calling your name.
Oh, yeah.
I still get that to this day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, at my age, I don't get many calls. Well, I used to have that. Lena, you don't have that as much. It was mostly, like, refresh my memory.
I mean, I hear people talking all the time. Like, even when I go to bed, like, I hear people talking, having conversations. Probably 2 hours, I don't fucking know, but I hear it all the time. Like, my house is never quiet.
Because I just wonder, like, how do you deal with that? Because, like, for me, I normally, like, tune it out. It doesn't go past, like, it's never a conversation. Like, I'll welcome a conversation. It's normally just people just shouting my name randomly. So I was like, stop, leave me alone. You're hearing more than that. So, like, how do you handle that?
I sleep with the TV on. That's the only way I can sleep. Because I can't sleep. If it's quiet, that's when I put my head down and I can hear, like, people talking. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta turn this TV back on so I can't hear it. Like, there's that hum, that pitch that TVs give off. Even though nowadays they're not, like, as loud as back in the day, it still drowns that out.
Noted. If I hear my name too loud, I'm just going to crank my TV up.
Good advice for everyone. All the house and honors, when you hear conversations at night that you're not a part of, just turn your TV up.
Just crank it up.
Crank it up. I had, because we did a show, an episode a while back about voices, and I had that when I was a kid, you know, because my mom would always call us. So when we were outside, we'd always hear our mom call. Turns out most of the time wasn't mom. We would run in and mom's like, I didn't call you, go back outside, you know. So I understand that part, and I also get that, you know, when you're a certain age, like, things just scare the hell out of you, and then by the time you get a little older, you're like, well, what else is new? At what age were you like, yeah, well, what else is new? Like, this is my life, I have to deal with it. Like, what else is new?
Oh, man, you know what, it was around like 15. I'll be turning 33 next month. So when I was around 15 is when I really realized, oh, this is just a part of, like, life. Like, this is just a part of my essence. Growing up in the South Side of Chicago, like, my family was really, my mom primarily was really big on, if you don't have a job and you have too much idle time, it could be very catastrophic for you. Yes. You know, so with young teens, especially with young Black men, like, she decided, like, you know what, I found this camp and, you know, through the Archdiocese called Holiday Home Camp. And through there, I started going from there from like 12 all the way up to like 18. So the summers, I used to go there. So from 12 to like 13, I was a camper. But from 14 to 18, I was working there as a junior counselor in training, and spending all of that time on that lake. Like, I started seeing a lot of the history, you know, like on a more spiritual level. Like, you know, walking, cleaning up the grounds. It's on 25,000 square foot. You know, it's huge landmass. And it's right off of Lake Geneva, one of the last freshwater lakes. So you think about that, think about history of all everything that could have possibly happened. And then the camp being established since 1886. There was so much energy just on the whole grounds. So, I mean, I would leave the main mess hall, turn around. I'm the only one. I'm closing up the tall building. It's a 4-story building. Turn around, and then the lights are flickering, or the lights are now turning on randomly, and I know I just shut all the power off. You know, so it's really, you know, weird things like that, walking up trails and just hearing, again, hearing my name, and just hearing like random growls and in the woods. And over there, it's nothing but like deer don't growl. You know, so it's like, okay, what's going on? And, you know, eerie sounds, like on the, like once I get to my cabin, weird sounds, scratching sounds on the doors. And at that point I realized, like, oh, this is life. You know, I go home and then I get the sounds again, and I start seeing random lights. Or, you know, early, very early, for a short period, I had that sleep paralysis thing.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. I hate it. Oh. I hate sleep paralysis so much.
I had it bad. Bad. Like, to the T, I used to have to time when I can, like, finally be able to breathe. Because, like, I couldn't breathe during my sleep paralysis. And it would be like toward that moment when you taking like that last breath and you're like, your body like jolts up with like whatever little pulse it does. Like, before, I used to get to that moment and then jump up and be good. Like, yeah. Sleep paralysis was the worst for me, man. Oh, man.
I know people that deal with that. Personally, I've never had that. Like, luckily, I never had that, because I hear it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, you know it's horrible.
Minus the breathing thing, right, for me. But imagine just being asleep, waking up, and your eyes are up. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that's up. Yep. Your body, you can't move. You're semi-conscious, so you're trying to move. And you literally cannot. Your eyes are just up. It's the most terrifying feeling.
You try to get, like, if you're sleeping next to someone, you're trying to get them to wake you up. Like,
yes.
You're yelling and nothing's coming out. And you're just like,
nothing.
You're inside, you're just screaming.
Yep.
See, oh, yep, hell
it's
no.
Literally the worst. It's the worst. I'm telling you, bro.
It sounds bad. It really does. And I'm, you know, it sucks to be you guys, but I'm just glad I don't have that. Lena, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, I hate it. Sometimes I hate going to sleep because I can feel it coming on. So then I'll just shake myself awake and I'm like, no, I'm going to be awake for the next 20 minutes because I'm not going through that.
Yep.
Okay, man, for the record, I'll just say that I did not know that Tyrone had this. Like, I did not know. There are a couple of things that Lena and I talk about that we're like, well, we won't put that in a podcast yet. Like, we'll give the House of Hunters time. It's been like 3 years and we don't talk about that stuff. Like, that's one of them. Yeah, it's a real personal thing. And I get it. And I share all you want. Like, we're here for the sharing. That goes for you too, Lena. Share all you want. I'm just saying, the floor is yours if you want to add something.
Man, no, that sleep paralysis bug is a nasty bug, man. It is.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, I can think about all the times I've had it. Ugh, that's horrible.
That's why I won't watch movies when they're like what was it, one of the Final Destinations where he had, like, he, like, was awake, but because the anesthesia had his body, I was like, I can't, nope, I can't watch it, because, no, I've been there.
Do you have a question? Like, we can always go back to the sleep paralysis whenever you want to share a story. I'm here for it. We got a lot of AKAs for you, right? We got, like, Tyrone, we got T.Y., we got Ty. What were they calling you? Because I only got Christopher. It was always my full name. What did they call you when you heard your name?
Mm-hmm. It'd be like an echo. Tyrone! Like, it would literally just be my full name. And then it was, sometimes it would come off like either my mom's voice, it'd come off as my sister's voice, and then occasionally I would get my grandmother's voice. And then I used to call my grandma, like, yo, my grandma's like, I'm hearing you call me, and I know you're not in this house. You're, like, a few miles away. So, like, what's happening? And then she was telling me, like, oh, that's your energy, son. Like, you're attracting certain things, you know, and don't answer. She's always telling me, don't answer.
That is key.
He said, don't answer. I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah, that's what my mom used to say. Like, whatever it is, just, like, don't, just ignore it. Just ignore it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. I'm like, I don't get to know what it is, but I get to ignore it. So you're at this camp now, and the things that you've been dealing with growing up, there's, because of the energy that's there, it's just dialed to 11. What other stories, if any, do you have from this place?
Oh, there was a story we used to pass off, and I feel bad because we, as counselors, we used to pass it off to, like, the bad kids to, like, make them go to sleep.
Perfect.
And, like, but it's like actually, like, truth, like, some truth to it, because there were, like, several instances where, like, counselors throughout, like, the years, as, like, at least one every few years, you'd be like, yo, I was just, you know, walking through the woods and, you know, walking through the trail, and then, like, late night out of nowhere, like, I'm flashing my flashlight, I see, like, these red eyes and, like, all these red looking dots that look like eyes, and for the longest we never really knew what it was. So through years, I'm talking about, like, decades, they just start coining this story as the story of red eyes, and that it would follow you up your trail if you're being bad. So they may just, you know, spin the myth to kids, to bad kids. But during once I got older and used to do, like, the late night security trail with the teams, and we used to split up, we used to, like, they say, oh, no, dude, like, I was doing this trail by myself, and I literally saw red eyes. Like, I thought my brain was, like, tricking me, but, like, no, dude. Like, I had counselors. They say, like, I literally stopped joking about it because I actually saw it. And mind you, like, everybody isn't, like, from America at this camp. They sponsor a lot of visas. So you get a lot of people from Europe, South America that are the counselors, and they get that American experience. And then they trickle, like, people like myself and a few other American staff, you know, in the crowd. But yeah, that was the European staff. They, because most of them stayed on the camp year round. We just stayed normally for just the whole summer. So when they stayed there, they used to always call us and tell us, like, dude, like, the red eye story is pretty real, man. Like, I was walking down the trail I came from, the main hall, went up to the counselor's cabin, came back down the stairs, and then I just saw just red eyes just looking at me from afar, and, like, it just was freaking me out. So, I vouched the red eye story, because I too have seen, like, glimpses of it, just walking the trail, and then, like, I used to do, like, the waterfront. So I would finish up the waterfront late night. I saw him the last one coming up this long trail. So I had to walk miles to the boys' village. By the time I'm walking about 2 mile walk up, like, incline. So by the time I'm walking, make it to the boys' trail, literally, like, I make it up to the main, you know, area, and I'm seeing, like, these red dots around my cabin. And I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. This is crazy. Like, maybe I've psyched myself into believing it, because at the time I'm like, no, there's no way. But then somebody else went around. They said, "Dog, were you flashing, like, a red laser or something like that?" I said, "No, dog. I saw, like, these two red dots that was just, I just looked at them, and I'm like, I don't know what it is." And then, like, I keep looking at them, and they only flash at me during, like, this peak of light. And yeah, so multiple people have, like, from the main area to the boys' village, somebody has had some red eye experience. And it's just like a shadowy image, almost. Like, you never really pinpoint it. You just see just, it's almost like if it's pitch black and you see somebody with just like the whites of their eyes, and you kind of see them like slowly hovering from here and here. It's definitely creepy. It's some like the way I saw it was horrifying. And, you know, compared to other people, they say, yeah, this is weird. But, yeah, they coined it Red Eyes, man. And it still lives on that campground in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I don't mess with Red Eyes, man.
I don't mess with anything indigenous or, like, I guess that's,
That's normally the premise of where I came, because I thought I too was like, this grounds, possibly something of native. Let me not play with it.
Yeah.
Let me just respect it from afar. I had a moment. I saw it. You saw me. I mean,
we're good.
All peace.
We're good.
You know,
we've done enough.
Exactly.
We've acknowledged each other. Like two dudes passing in like a sidewalk or something. Like, okay, like Fight Club. That's it. You go your own
respect.
Yeah, respect. Exactly, respect. That's it. That's all you can give it. Is there a something that's connecting the Red Eyes, like specifically to it, like a ghost or a lore or anything like that, or it's just the Red Eyes you guys see?
No, they originally said somebody around the camp. It was about like somebody around the camp passed away, and they said like the Red Eyes is like. The running thing was like it was like the spirit of someone who came around the camp, wasn't involved necessarily in the camp, but I guess it was like they went to the campgrounds, snuck on the campgrounds, went to the pier, and if nobody's on the pier, you can literally just, you know, free for y'all. You know, it's very minimally locked. You know, it's off Williams Bay. You know, Williams Bay is a small, like, little rich neighborhood between, it's pretty much between Illinois and, like, all of the rest of Wisconsin. Most people from Illinois and Wisconsin, the more inventors or the more rich community, they vacation around there. So it's a very prestigious kind of area. And Hughes Pier, you can literally just walk right in, just jump right in the water. So apparently before, the story was that somebody had like jumped in on some, you know, drunk late night, saw a pier open, boom, this jumped in and ended up passing away like over 100 years ago. You know, this is one of those type of stories. So for some reason, this is coming from the directors. For some reason, the story manifested into saying that it started off saying that we saw these red eyes off the pier. And then from the pier, they start seeing it all around the rest of the cabin, the campgrounds. And then later on, the myth just started to create itself, saying that, you know, if you're bad, Red Eyes is going to catch you and get you. And, you know, yeah, get the delinquent kids to act right for 2 weeks. Then go back home and do it all over and do whatever they're doing again.
He was probably high as fuck and then, like, drowned. And that's the ghost you're seeing. So that's why he has red eyes, bro. Bro is just high as fuck, which is a good way to go, if you ask me. If you're going to go, you might as well go enjoy
yourself.
So he probably has some really good weed. And he just wants to share it with you guys, but you're all too afraid to take it. Or he's going to show you where it's planted. He's like, he's like, bro, it's over here. And like, you're like, no, y'all missed out on some good weed. Take me there. I'll talk to Red Eyes for you guys. Lena and I will find like good shit.
That's probably why I always respected him. You know, it's respect, man. I got you.
Something about you is just cool, man. I can't put my finger on it, but you just cool me. We figured it out. Yeah, no, I wouldn't mess with that. I would still like respectfully decline. It's like, it's okay. Like, I'm good. He's like the high Yarona. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he'll lure you to the good weed and then drown your ass in the water.
And exactly. And I'm telling you, it was really ominous, you know, I already had weird experiences on the campgrounds with like certain animals. Like, it was like a love hate relationship, just the energy, you know, animals really pick up on like certain energies, and like they were kind of weirded out around the area. But then there were moments where I would have like some of the most like horror movie scene of stare downs with male deers in the middle of the road. And yeah, super weird. You know, just walking up a road, you see a male deer. So normally my, you know, my mind is, okay, his offspring are around, you know, so he's just, you know, protecting his territory. Typically they get aggressive, but when I'm like literally less than like a street across from you and I'm walking up and you're looking at me and you staring me down the entire way and it's like kind of not visible because it's like nighttime. so your eyes are glistening like the moon, you know? So I was like, yeah, I'm cool. You know, like I'm, there's this energy around me is just very, very strange. You know, I accept it, but.
You ain't gonna outrun it.
I do admit it's strange.
You're not gonna outrun
it. Can't outrun it.
No, you can't.
Just exactly.
What about like your early 20s type thing? Like, or do you still go back to the camp and like volunteer and do things like that? And if so, have you seen anything lately?
I've gone back to volunteer. I volunteer annually. I just haven't spent enough time over there to like get that real like feeling. We've kind of been, you know, on the move. Like I'll come out there for gala events, sponsor fundraisers and stuff like that, but I haven't actually spent, like I know I need to spend a couple of days just on the campgrounds and I'm going to get all the weird energy back up again. Yeah. Seriously.
That sounds fine.
But in my 20s though, something started to die down, but toward my 20s, I stopped getting the sleep paralysis in my 20s. That stopped. I think maybe one or two real like bad incidences within my 20s may have happened. Just when I remember I actually had sleep paralysis. Had a case like that since I was a kid. Outside of that, I did have a little aggressive encounter. I would like to call it more of like an aggressive encounter. Just something that I was at my grandmother's house. Her old house. So I was like cleaning up. She finally moved. And then I was like cleaning up the rest of like the place. And I made it up to the upstairs where she had rented it out to a family member. And that space obviously was being moved. They were moving separately, you know, total, you know, separation, not a great, you know, dynamic, but I was cleaning up the area and then things start like two glasses start flying off the shelf. And I'm like, okay, maybe somebody, thin walls. This is how I think. Okay, thin walls. Maybe somebody drove around with loud music, vibration, could have, you know, knocked it, it's glass. Sure. Like, you know, maybe. But then when I'm cleaning things up and then off my peripheral, I'm seeing like a paper crack like to the side. And then I'm seeing like a comb just turn, you know, like quick turn as if I flicked it, you know? And I'm like, okay, this is something, all right, this is, okay, something's in here. You know, that was like maybe like 25, 26 when that happened. And then at that moment, I started getting this, I call it the spidey sense. When you get this real, it's not like a body sensation. It's a little deeper than a body sensation where it's almost like your spine is like vibrating almost. Like you get this real tingling, weird sensation. Like there's something different here, you know, and that's what I got. And once I cleaned up everything, made sure I didn't take anything home with me and or to my grandmother's home. And then I decided to finally, you know, so never like, touch that place again.
We like, Grandma, you need a new comb because this one ain't going with us.
Yeah, for real. Like, man, this is not the one. Now I see why your energy's been bad. Yeah, like, because... if you had to live with this, oh, no, not at all. I'd be a horrible person. Yeah, no, that was in my 20s, that may have been like the one that I can really remember, like, oh, man, I'm actually having a moment right now. You know, other things that happened in my 20s, I can kind of like, you know, question it. And I'll be like, all right, I'm tripping. But no, it was too many signs at once that was happening. It's almost like they was angry that we were cleaning up the property and you know, moving the belongings and had a different feeling when I, after all this stuff started falling, had a different feeling in that room.
Was it like a, you know, like sometimes you get that joke. Well, if you're gonna move, well, take this with you and take this with you, and just like touching everything. You know what I'm saying? Like if you hurry up and get your stuff, because I mean,
yeah,
energy does change when you change. Like when you're, I'm trying not to break you, Lita, but I'm serious. Like it's because energy will change when whatever's there feels like you're not gonna be there anymore. You know, because I mean, it could be like something lonely. Just didn't want y'all to leave. And then you get gets angry because you're leaving. Or it's just something really bad.
Like a man. Well, it could just be right. Well, it could just be really bad. Like, bro, I definitely remember, like, you ever, it's almost like you got into it with somebody in the room and then out of nowhere, like an argument, and you start cleaning up.
Yeah.
And then just looking at you with a scowl across the room. That's how it felt. It just felt so weird as if I was being stared down and I'm being so disrespectful right now. Like,
and their petty ass is just like hitting shit. They're hitting your comb.
Yeah, it's like, take that. Yeah, take that.
There we go. Because, I mean, maybe it's designed to scare you to keep you there so you won't take your stuff. Like, who knows how it really happens?
Exactly.
That's just how I feel about it sometimes. You kind of get that energy, like that weird sensation that something's constantly watching you, like more so than ever, for no reason at all. You know when someone's behind you watching you, like everybody feels that. So it's like that's kind of what it is. And that with all the pettiness. You mentioned getting your shit moved around and everywhere. And you also mentioned like objects. Like, I know you got a haunted object story for me. I need to hear that. Like, that's the one I need to hear tonight.
Oh, bro. Oh, okay. Guys. So I am very peculiar with gifts I receive. And this is a point as to why. So, beloved family member always has a history of just having a interesting, chaotic kind of spirit around about her. Yeah, you know, she's one of those feisty ones that just goes against everything. And, you know, still love her. She's family. She's blood. Still love her to death. You know, she went out of she went out the country and she got me this gift. And at first, it was a glass, a shot glass. And I'm like, okay, it's cute. It's nice, you know. And I said, you know what? I have like a couple of shot glasses. I wasn't really drinking a whole lot. Didn't have any liquor. So I said, you know what? I'll just put this on the side. I'll, you know, use it at some point. I'll actually take it out of the, you know, the newspaper and actually set it somewhere. You know, give me time. It's been a busy, stressful couple of weeks for your boy.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll take my time. Let me put it to the side. All right. No issue. I put it on my computer desk and I have like two little hats that are like tucked around the actual computer desk, but the glass is in front of the hats. It's on the left, it's on the corner of me, so I can kind of see it from my peripheral. One of those days I'm watching YouTube. In between finally getting my first playlist ready for this station head December rollout for Church Radio. So I was tinkering around, you know, just tinkering around. And I heard this boom sound. And I'm thinking like, maybe somebody got into an accident outside. I'm like, okay, let me keep going. You know, it was loud. And I'm like, all right, I won't trip. But it was loud enough where it sounded like it could have been outside or it could have been upstairs. You know, I'm on a 3-flat, so it could have been somewhere. So I'm like, okay, maybe something fell, you know, nothing crazy. And then I start hearing a very light, shallow, like knock sound. Like if you guys could hear that, it was on the wood. So it was on wood. And I was like, okay, okay. There's nobody here. I'm about to ignore it. The final straw, I sit back on the game, but watching my YouTube from my game system, and all I see from the corner is the hatch just fly off the table. The shot glass is in perfect condition. Didn't even move, didn't even budge. The positioning of the hat behind the shot glass, I'm at least expecting the shot glass to fall with the hat or to make some form of shift or change as if it was a big shift from the desk. That's the only things that were moved off of the actual desk. So then when I go to pick the hats up, Spidey senses start going off again. I'm talking about whole body chills. The moment I walk over there, it was almost as if like I stepped outside like the Antarctica or something. I was like chilled. And literally I called my mom. I said, Mom, I need you to come over here. I say, I need you to bless this house again. And this family member brought something out the country that clearly has a different energy. And I need to remove out of my house ASAP. And I because it was a great glass. Like, mind you, it was a great glass. I'm like, hey, Ma, you want it? She said, absolutely not. You cannot gift that. You have to discard of that.
Bro, are you trying to give it to your mom? I'm
gonna this house. Yeah. Say, hey, Ma, you want a friend with this glass?
Damn it. Well, it's valid depending on, like, is your mom, like, your mom is fully capable of dealing with stuff like that, right? Because she has experience with that stuff. So let it be said that she's capable of taking said glass and being like, okay, behave. I'm going to take you with me type thing. But she just didn't want it. She's like, that's too much for me right now. I got other things to do.
Even she said, I'm telling you, like, I would have been like, okay, let me, you know, I'll handle it. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Nope. She said, I'm not even going to enter the house until that glass is out of the house. And I said, okay, I've discarded it. It's in the recycle bin. I say, please bless this house. As I go to work, I don't want to come back and this house is demolished. Please. Yeah.
Question time. Like, here comes the questions. One, you just threw it in the recycle bin. You like, this is enough? Like, this will be, and you just tossed it, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was
it? Didn't think about it. It is gone. Oh, that was, what's today? Tuesday? Approximately 6 to 7 days ago.
Oh, shit. So that's plenty of time for a sequel.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is a fresh story.
Ooh, okay. Like, I'm just saying, like, we've heard stories like, oh, I got rid of it. How'd you get rid of it? Like, threw it out. And then it comes back. Like, it comes back. I'm waiting for that part. Like, that's about he's going to call me tomorrow, like, Chris, damn it. I told you. Why'd you say that? No, do you feel comfortable now that it's gone out of the house and the recycling bin? Let California do it. Oh, it's you're not California.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Right, Lena. Not anymore now. I did. But I will say this.
Hey, you know what? To be fair, I wouldn't told anybody that.
No, but I will say this. One thing I did notice, I noticed a horrible change in my sleep pattern once I did get the gift. Because I had it for several days when she got back in town. And I'm talking about, like, the first night, I'm like, why am I waking up in, like, a cold sweat? You know, why am I having these horrible nightmares? Or, you know, and better yet, oh, like, the last couple nights before the hat fiasco, I was like, what? Why do I feel like somebody's watching me in my own room, my own house? You know, and once I got rid of it a few days later, it wasn't instant, but literally maybe, like, a day or two later, that's when it started to ease up, and now I'm like comfortable, like in the house. I'm not, you know, too weirded out or whatnot. But I just do a couple more blessings in this house. I gotta do a couple more a year. That's cool. you know, I may have messed up the proper way of, you know, discarding it, but I'm gonna buffer up this spiritual protection as I can, you know.
Now I wish we would have talked to you like a month ago. Like, it would have been helpful back then. Well,
sorry. You would have seen me all messed up, beard out of whack. I'm all stressed out. Like, I don't know what's happening right now. My life's in shambles.
You know, this is this is how a great horror movie is going to start. Like, this podcast, this episode right here is gonna, it's like, oh, I feel great. And then it's all down. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so you're fine. Okay, you're fine. This is what I'm thinking. And
his mom's strong enough to be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, just get a little extra for that Mother's Day gift. That's all I'm going to say. Like, make sure it's a good one this year.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I owe her that.
This is how I feel about this. Glass trap shit. Like, everything that you have that could be transferred spiritually could be transferred easily in glass. So it's probably not, like, maybe the item itself, maybe the person that had it that just had all this negative energy that attached itself to it that you ended up getting. You know what I mean? So wherever that glass may be, that's where it's going to be. So I don't think there's going to be anything wrong with your life, like, going further. So you're going to be just fine. By the way, how's it on? He takes no responsibility, listeners. How's it on? For anything that may go bump in the night, scare you, or come about you at an inappropriate time while listening or participating in this podcast. I'll tell you that I had two House of Honors recently contacted me saying, things have been going weird around my house. And I'd tell them the same thing. Like, we're not responsible for it. Like, it's because sometimes it can be power of suggestion. You know, you hear something scary or you perceive it to be scary. And then you're fine. You're fine. T.Y., you're fine, bro. I'm telling you, man. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah. We're good. We're good. Okay, good. Yeah, we're good.
Some people do freak out when Chris starts telling them shit, and I have to calm them down.
They really do, but I mean,
Chris is my guy, man. I know Chris, man.
Yeah, we're good. Did you break it? Oh, did we?
No, I actually, I didn't break it. I felt some type of way about breaking. Yeah.
No, I think he did the right thing.
Just gently placed it in the blue recycle bin and, you know, said, hey.
Can I ask you, I don't know if you don't want to say it, what country did it come from?
Japan.
Hey, Chris, there's something flying around you, by the way.
Is it an orb? Lena, did you see an orb?
I fucking hate orbs, and yes, it is.
Lena hates orbs. I don't see an orb. You opened up with orbs, and I'm like, this is my guy. Like, I love orbs. Like, I have video of orbs. Like, it's great. I'm a firm believer in the orbs. But see,
I've seen so many, me and my sister together. Man.
Okay, since you've had spiritual stuff happening since you were little, did you know it was bad? Or did you, like, Chris knew it was bad where I was stupid and I was just like, that's just life. It's just how it is. What was your first thoughts? Like, were you freaked out or did you just go, eh?
You know what? I guess if I didn't have anybody or in a family who had some form of story similar through their own life, then I would have, like, treated it more bad. Like, oh, no, this is, you know, what's happening, you know. But once I was a little more open, going, like, I saw this when I was, you know, all of this. And my mom and Grimms, and they just started diving in, like, oh, you saw this, and that's a spirit, or that's that. And they just started, you know, kind of being more encouraging, but still weary, like, you know, saying, well, you know, be careful, but these are things you're seeing. These are things that we have seen, and it's only right if we all seen stuff like this that you would also, you know, have some, you know, form of sight like that. And so I treated it more like this is a way of life, but it was definitely a bit more harder to kind of grasp, especially you get older as a teen and you're still seeing certain things, and you're like, I thought I just older and mature, but I'm seeing stuff still. Yeah. Then it starts to become like a way of life. But yeah, no, I used to try to block it out. Like, early kid stuff, used to try to block it out. I'm ignoring that. Nope, that didn't happen. Yep. my mind's playing tricks on me. And then you realize that, no, you're seeing exactly what you're seeing. Yeah. You're not crazy. Yeah.
That's a good summary.
I always love hearing when people experience when they're young what they thought of, because Chris was like, oh no, I knew immediately it was not good, where I was just like, that's just what was there, like, and I didn't know until I was older that that wasn't common. I was like, oh shit, you guys don't see that, like, what do you mean?
And everybody else looking at me like I'm the crazy one, like, man, I just saw this right? Yeah, I just went home, I was woke up middle of the night, saw these orbs, they sitting here like, what, stay away from me.
Yeah. Well, it also depends on which family member you talk to. Because some of them are like that. It's like, well, I saw this.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah.
Go talk to mom. Like, mom can help you. Get away from me. But yeah, it's you.
Oh, yeah, no,
you hear something, you run in, and then you're like, yeah, mom? What? You called me. No, I didn't. I heard you call me. And then you go through that back and forth for a little bit. She's like, I didn't. But whoever did, ignore him. Like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info. We go back outside and try to
and
ignore
that's it.
This.
No more right, thanks.
No more help. That's all you get. You get that little bitty breadcrumb, and then
like,
you're supposed to live your life.
They were screaming.
Yeah, they really wanted me, mom. Like, you don't understand.
You'll be like, mom, I just heard you scream. Yeah, right. You just screamed my name across a whole field. I ran to your house, and you're telling me you did not scream my name.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with that?
It's not like my name's Bob, where it's an easy yell. You know what I mean? Like, my name's Christopher. You got to get some lung power behind that if you want to call my name. But I digress. What are you going to do? It's like we're here now. Like, all that brought us here to discuss haunted shot glasses. Mm-hmm. Did you ever drink out of the glass?
No, I was too afraid. You know what? I felt that, like, if I did, then I would consume that energy. And I didn't want that. I didn't want.
You know,
my
that's,
brain got too. I got too over analytical thinking about it.
That's valid.
See,
I was
worried.
I don't
understand, Chris. You knew about this, and you didn't. You didn't ask for it because Chris wants a haunted item. Like, he is in search of a haunted item.
Chris, I would have mailed you that.
Well,
instantly.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Yeah, he.
I did not. I did not know about this, Lena.
Would have just been like, I want it.
I'd have been, bro, I'll just like, I'll send you the postage, whatever
postage,
it is, I'll pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, send that to me, please.
He tried. We had a cursed haunted episode, and this guy, he's like, did you print it out? I was like, fuck that shit. I ain't printing it. Nope. So he's like, well, I'm good anymore. So
let's try to get that. Oh, no. It was said that anybody who holds the photo, whether it was copy or whatever,
the house still over.
I mean, it can be connected, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, this it was happening all over California anyway. Like, landlords were selling houses. So I printed it out, and, like, a few months later, the landlord sold the whole. He's like, hey, guess what? You got to move. I'm like, okay, well, it was nice here while it lasted, but we'll... On a scale of, like, bad shit to happen in your life, and, you know, like, the best time ever. It wasn't like, you know, it really didn't rate really bad. It was like, okay, let's just do this. Like, if the house burned down, then that would have been great. I would have been like, that's totally that thing's fault. But we just had to move. So it wasn't
really that. Right. That's dead.
I mean, probably if I would have got the shot glass.
You guys have a lot of different energy. In LA, like, you guys, I can imagine you guys have a lot of paranormal activity around.
I'm in LA.
I'm 4 hours different in Fresno. So we live quite a...
Okay.
Yeah. The energy here in Fresno is a little different. Say that.
It's a whole different...
It's a whole different
type of energy. We're not talking about that energy.
It might be paranormal. Who knows? It's okay.
It might be paranormal.
It's not bad. But, I mean, hey, how's it haunted? If you have haunted shot glasses or any small items that... No, I shouldn't even say that because you never know what you're going to get. Is there any other haunted objects that you may or may not possess, like, in your area?
Oh, man. For me, no, that may be the one that I know I have, that I did have. Wow. Now I'm thinking. No, the objects weren't mine. No, that I felt was kind of weird. Like, when my uncle passed, he had some stuff, like, he had these old custom glass coasters. And he had these custom, like, ashtrays and stuff like that. Just randomly, they'd occasionally, again, sitting still. I'd leave, come back, and then they're on the floor. And, you know, just random stuff like that. They're glass. Or they're on a wooden, solid, you know, like, desk. So I'm looking at it like, okay, maybe, you know, again, me, logical me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was on the edge. Maybe.
Sure.
You know, something. Just, you know, something. And then when I thought, you know, this time I'm going to place it like right here. And then like literally on the actual desk, almost close to the center. And then I leave, go to work, come back, and it's on the floor. So it's like, damn, I don't know if Uncle's taking his ashtray, just smoking it and just go ahead and just leave it on the floor. I'd appreciate it if he just decides to, you know, leave it where he finds it. But, you know, I've had that before. You know, those ashtrays actually broke, you know, like served, but I feel like they served his purpose and, you know, safely got rid of those. But, yeah. It's probably only two things, the ashtrays and shot glasses. The similarity
sounds like a good time.
Glass,
yeah,
it sounds like a great time,
yeah.
But it's still glass, it's energy traveling, yeah. Energy traveling, you
still
know?
Glass.
Crazy,
I'm with you, man, because I've seen that before. I've seen objects move, I had a whole episode on it. Lena, refresh my memory. Have you seen objects move before? I'm sure like Lena's seen shit move on the road. I'm just trying to set her up so it runs smoothly.
Yeah, when I was younger, I talked about it in my haunted house episode. My mom and my dad weren't there a lot. My mom worked and my dad wasn't there. And we had a long hallway. At the end of the hallway, there was this big, huge orchid. Beautiful, big orchid. I mean, didn't have the flowers on it, but it had all the leaves. And the sucker was easily a 10-gallon orchid plant on this shelf that my grandpa made, who was a really good woodworker. So it was sturdy. And there was a bunch of us kids. We were already having some weird stuff happening that day. And we are all standing in the hallway because we're going back and forth through rooms to my brother and I. And for some reason, we're looking at my brother's room, whose door is right there next to the end of the hallway. And this sucker, which was a ceramic pot too, by the way, like it wasn't just like a plastic one. So we're talking like a 10-gallon with a ceramic pot. That sucker moved up a foot and started shaking and then went back down. We all fucking ran out of the house.
Sheesh.
It's a good time to run.
I would. Yeah, I would too. God damn.
Oh. I went back in because I was like, I only got scared because of the kids with me were scared. Like if it was just me, I wouldn't have been, because I had seen so much in this house. This house was active all the time. I wouldn't have. But when you're with like kids and they start screaming and you're just like, okay, let's go. Like, let's get out of the house.
Well, that's your Hispanic side. That's your Hispanic side. That's your Latino side. Whenever people run, like, we don't wait to find it. We just run.
Yeah.
I'll find out what happens later.
Get out of there.
Get out of there.
I don't know what it is. It's going.
Don't even think about it. Just run.
Just run. Yeah. What are we running for? I don't know.
They're running. I'm fucking ready.
I'm running too.
Exactly. I do not want to find out.
Exactly. You don't want to find out. Find out later when you have to. Like, you don't have to right now.
But when I was by myself, I would see stuff move. When we were leaving the last day, I was on my bed before like they moved us completely out of that house. I had my baby brother. He was like a couple months old. And I was laying on my bed and my pillow actually folded in half and came over my face by itself. It went whoosh. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, okay, we gotta get out of here. Like, I can't be in here with my little brother.
Sheesh. I had one situation like that with like the bed, where like, so I don't really remember it. So I get it from my mom. She tells me what she saw. So, cause I don't really remember this at all, but essentially one day she came to my room and then the bed was shaking and she was like, what the, you know, what's going on? Picked me up and like set me up, moved me out the room to the couch. And I don't really remember like anything, but she said no, like the bed was shaking. So I'm like, damn, like I don't have a history of seizures or anything like that. So I was like, so I had to ask, like, was it something like that? She said no. I called the ambulance, I called the hospital, you went, it was nothing like that. And she, to this day, she's like, no, you had like a little minor possession, you know, like somebody tried to you know, take over. I don't remember none of this, but she said I vividly saw this. I'm like, damn. Well, hope I didn't throw up on nobody.
I need an exorcist. The pea soup in.
No, you were fine. You just, like, your head spun around a couple times, but then you lay back down and you're good. You're good.
I was like, that's okay. Crazy. She said, like, no, you were up. After I got you up, you was just in, like, you was looking around, like, kind of confused and like was tears running out of your eyes and you didn't know what was going on. And then out of nowhere, you just went back to sleep. And I was like, I don't know what the hell just happened. You know, in my head, I'm like, I remember waking up briefly. Then I remember what I remember of that actual moment when I try to piece things together is still, it's fragmented. It's like, I remember slightly waking up, dozing off. Then I remember being on the couch for like a couple of seconds and then going back to sleep. So that's how I remember it. But for her, she said it was a whole series of, you know, I'm like, God damn.
There's a whole backstory.
Yeah.
There's...
I was like, I don't know. Something tried to get me. I was young. I was like 11 when it happened. Yeah, like 11 years old. It only happened once. And she was like, and to this day, I want to say last year, I was talking to my mom and she was with a friend and she was they was on the topic of, you know, spiritual things that they, you know, experienced growing up. And then she brought it up, you know, and I'm like, I don't remember because that I can tell you what I remember from that moment, but you and my sister have to fill the gaps.
Yeah,
like, y'all saw it, you know. But yeah, I got proof it did happen.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh, you know what we have to do? Hypnosis. Like, that's the only key. We gotta do some hypnosis, and we gotta find out and ask those questions, like what happened when you were 11.
I'm down with that as long as I don't like, just don't put like no like Zoolander special stuff in my brain.
No, y'all
don't want that.
Y'all doing that by yourself.
A certain word and all of a sudden you start being a chicken.
Become an assassin and I don't want that.
You're gonna lock some stuff. No, y'all doing that yourself on your side of the country and then you're gonna let me know what's going on because if anything bad, I don't want to be in that room. I don't want no shot glasses that are in that room at that time. I don't want no ashtrays. Like, you keep your merch to yourself.
Yeah.
Just let me know the story. That's all.
I would not be opposed to doing that just to see, like, what happened in that moment? Like, what was going on?
I'm all for it. I'm not opposed to it either. Yeah. Like, y'all do that. No. That's good.
That's fire.
Actually, that's definitely
a lingering question I still have because it's like, yes, you know, you believe in, like, I've seen, you know, I know what I've seen, I know what I believe, but I've never had people would consider, like, a possession, if you will, or a takeover or something like that. Like, it was different, you know, it definitely was different. Yeah, I'm down to dig deeper and discover what's going on.
Maybe it was passing energy. Since you're open to that kind of stuff at a younger age, maybe it was just passing energy. Like, nothing really demonic or evil in a sense, just a passing energy that you happen to stumble across. Mm. You know, since you're fine now, like, you know, nothing really major happened to you. Like, you didn't Linda Blair the hell out, so I would say like passing energy.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, they could have turned into the Blair Witch Project in that house.
Bro, I really do appreciate the hell out of you being here and hanging out with us and giving us all these good stories. I know there's a lot more in there. So we're going to have to.
Oh, yeah. We're coming back. We're coming back.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we're going to have to definitely get you back because we want you back. But before we leave, why don't you tell all the awesome House of Honors every place that they can find you.
Thank you. First of all, this has been amazing. I can't wait to come back. This is, like, really fun. I love shit like this. Like, truly, this is fun as hell. Yeah, follow me, T-Y of Chuch Radio, C-H-U-U-C-H Radio, on all platforms, all social media. We will be back on Station Head in December. That's my birth month. I'm taking a break of November. November has been too crazy this month, but I am coming back strong on Station Head. I will also be doing maybe one to two episodes a week on Blast Radio. I want to do like a simulcast through Station Head as well. And just expand the market with the radio show. Keep my success off AMP. You know, I want to keep that alive. So we're going to do that. And soon we are going back in production for the Shaving Thoughts podcast. And I will keep you all tuned in. Shaving Thoughts podcast pages on Instagram. And please go and follow. But follow Chuch Radio. Follow Shaving Thoughts podcast.
Definitely look out for that. I have listened to your broadcast many times. Like, we've had interactions. You have your AMP show, and it's a great time. So I say, like, follow him, man. Check him out. You get some good songs. You get a great vibe. You get a really great vibe, and you get Tyrone, man. You get Church Radio. Thank you very much. Appreciate the hell out of you, and appreciate the hell out of you becoming a House Haunter.
Yes, man. Thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate
Anytime. Chris, Lena, you guys have been great. To the community, Church Radio, love y'all. I will be back. You know, this is not one and done. You know, this is one and some.
There you go.
Church Radio.
That was a great interview. I had a lot of fun.
As did I. It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. Yeah, folks, if you don't know, go check out Church Radio and everything that he's involved in. Give him a like and give him a follow. It's well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great storyteller. Like, I love the way he is so animated. I mean, you guys couldn't see him, but you could kind of feel it through the words that he was saying. So I'm making sure he's coming back. I don't know what Chris has to say. I'm saying he's coming back.
Well, you trying to replace me, bro? Like, what's going on here?
No, when there's a good story still.
Next week, House of Haunting with Church Radio and Lena.
No, thank you, because I'm not editing.
All right. So, House of Haunters, before y'all go call Tyrone, Lena frantically searches the internet each and every week, doing all her haunt girl shit to gather up all the paranormal news in the best way possible to bring to you in...
Ghost. All right. So, I have to admit, this week I really didn't do that because, you know, holidays and shit.
And that's what we're talking about. Like, corporate forgives you, you know? I got an email saying we forgive Lena, so... Ergo, I forgive you too. We understand.
I was cringy when I sent that. I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. I was like, but family comes first.
Exactly.
The husband was off all week and the kids were off all week. So that meant I didn't get my computer all week. I have a kid who has now found out that my computer is actually a gaming computer. She didn't realize that it was built for that. Now she does. So I don't get to get on it often.
You're lucky I don't live closer because I'd be playing Phasmophobia all the time at your house.
I know, I'd walk out and be like, oh, hey, Chris, what's up?
When'd you get here? I made coffee. I'm playing Phasmophobia. Don't bother me.
I'd be like, sweet, you made coffee. I don't have to do it.
Exactly. I see. That's how you win people over. Folks, if you're staying with someone, at the very least, make coffee. Like, nothing says excuse breaking and entering like a full pot of coffee.
You're going to have a stalker come into your house.
If you have a stalker that's willing to make you coffee, hear him out. Or her. Like,
you just
hear them
have
out.
To make sure you get those little strips to test to make sure there's no drugs in it.
Well, that's true too, huh? I didn't think about that. Lena always going to the dark side. It works.
All right. I do have one. I brought one story. I was excited when I found this. I was like, oh, I love it. And I was like, I actually don't know if Chris is going to love it, but I do.
Well, fair enough. So I asked Lena, like, how's news? She's like, it's very light. I'm like, why? She goes, because I didn't do it. Like, family's here, yo. Like, I'm okay. Excused. I get that. And then she's like, but I have one story. One story. Let's just put it off. She's like, you tell what the story is.
Too Short lived in a haunted house.
And I was sold. Like, what gets better than Too Short? Something haunted associated with Too Short. So we have one story for you. Oh, you know, I'm not even the news guy. You're the news guy. You go ahead.
I know. You took over. I was like, whoa. Okay. He's trying to get rid of me now.
Right. Church Radio.
Right? Probably smarter move, though. All right.
He'd have news. No, I'm kidding.
So I have one story. This one thing is not just like regular news. It's paranormal news. It's Chris's mailbag because Chris hasn't seen this, hasn't heard this. It's entertainment news because we have someone who's in the entertainment business in this whole thing. Like, I've just like lumped this all together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this audio. So this is kind of update too. So this is actually a Too Short interview. I found it on YouTube. It's a recent interview. The title of it is Too Short Lived in Haunted House, Recalls Seeing UFOs, and Thoughts on Afterlife. So, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready. Well, as you know, when it comes to, like, paranormal news, I stay away from it. because I know you're going to bring it to me. Like, I don't have to search for it anymore. I am surprised that this didn't come up on any of my social media radar, because sometimes I scroll up and I'll find a TikTok or I'll find a news clip and then I'll send it to you. Like, that's going to news, bro. Like, ignore it. But this one, like, there was, I have not heard this yet. And I didn't, had no idea this existed. So I'm very excited. Like, once you said, like, too short, I'm like, I'm in, bro. So let's get to it. Let's play this.
All right. Here we go.
Listen, I also wanted to talk to you about aliens, okay? Because I was rewatching the interview where you said your house, I think it was in Atlanta, right? Where you saw three UFOs, and then you also had a haunted house. And I was talking to Goody Mob before, and they said they had, you know, seen some things in the house. What was it specifically about this crib that made it a little bit haunted?
I wouldn't even use the word haunted, man. It was just some shit going on up in there. Specifically, it only did a few things. It was all confined to a bathroom and the area, like, just barely, like, right outside the bathroom door. And just shit just happened, man. It just like, fucking, it would be like somebody in that motherfucker, but nobody was in there. And I used to think that mind over matter, just ignore the shit. For whatever reason, shit was going on and all the, you know, all the little weird stuff happening. But then, fast forward a couple years later, and somebody else who was living in that house literally had a sort of a nervous breakdown, and they had laid newspaper all over the house. And then they fucking shot up the bathroom door. And I'm like, it wasn't just me. I know.
Whoa. Like, they shot up the bathroom door when no one was in it?
Yeah, because again,
they thought, yeah.
I, you know, I'm just saying, I saw the bullet holes. I saw the newspaper. And I figured they were trying, like, I'm going to catch this motherfucker, whatever it is. But the craft that we saw was here in Atlanta. It wasn't at my house. We were at Dallas Austin Studio, Dark Studios, back in the day. And it was George Clinton was out there. It was about 7-8 people. It was maybe even more. Yeah. And somebody said, look, you see that? And everybody was like, I see it. And it was like a 45-minute experience. Like, right fucking there, like, you know? Yeah, I've seen quite a few, like, unidentified craft, you know, but I've never seen like the lights in the sky at night. The shit I seen was always like right there, like, oh shit, right there, like, so, you know.
I believe it 100%, I think, and now it's hard not to. I feel like if people are denying that there's the existence of something else, they're kind of just ignoring what's happening.
I'm not really into the concept of the alien intergalactical space travel part of it.
Okay.
I'm just pretty clear that whatever the phenomenon is, it's actually just centered right here on this planet. And it's nothing new, and it just is.
And and the aliens are with us right now, most likely.
And we don't even know to the extent of what it is, so all you know it is something. You know that much.
Yeah, we know that. Do you believe in reincarnation, or, like, even with that house, like, do you think it was spirits from other people that are here?
Well, when you get into, like, Buddhism and Hinduism and Christianity and Islam, everybody has a version of what happens after you die.
Yeah.
And I just think that humans, all the years we've been fighting each other and trying to, like, wipe out each other's legacy and history and shit, I just think that everybody got a little piece of the story.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's got it perfectly right, but I know I tend to prescribe to the notion that all these religious institutions know something. They're trying to hold on to, we have the truth and you don't. But I'm like, I kind of believe everybody a little bit. A little bit.
And there's some things that are so true to all religions. That's why I find, okay, there's got to be truth that is a through line through it all.
So some say you go on to another spiritual existence after you die. Some say you come back. I don't know. It's one or the other, something.
Yeah.
I personally don't believe that you just turn to dust and it's nothing. It was too, we're too spiritual by nature tonight. And we've all prescribed to the higher power and the you know, our religions and our beliefs and stuff. So I think it's gotta be some, everybody can't be fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking just die and turn to dust. Now I'm sticking with the spiritual side.
So how's it haunted? Let's run through this step by step.
All right.
I was expecting more haunted shit, but this is okay. I can work with this. So he says someone laid down newspaper and shot the door because they thought someone was haunting or someone was in the bathroom. They didn't treat it like paranormal. Is that paranormal? No, but maybe what happened in the bathroom was. It's funny that we're getting a lot of, we're not getting personally, but we're hearing a lot of these stories about bathrooms being haunted. It just seems like our theme for the last few episodes of the House of Haunting podcast this season. It's like haunted bathrooms. And then he said haunted bathroom and shit happened, which I thought was clever.
I wrote that down because I originally thought I was going to have more. Like, that was shit just happened. So I was like, no shit.
Yes. Pun intended. Hopefully. So then he went into, from bullet holes in the bathroom, he went to UFOs. Now here's the thing. Like, we all know aliens are real. Right, can we just end the whole like paranormal stuff with the aliens? And I'm like, I don't want to hear about Two Shorts aliens. But then you go through the line here, like, okay, what's better than an alien story? An alien story told by Two Short. Okay, what's better than an alien story told by Two Short? An alien story told by Two Short that involves George Clinton.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I'll listen to this all day. And then he cuts it short, and there's no more story after that. Okay, whoever this guy is doing the interviewing, like, not for nothing, bro. Like, first of all, your mic work needs to be a little better because I can barely hear Too Short. But second, you're asking all the wrong questions. Like, there's so much there. Because everybody fucking remembers Parliament. Like, George Clinton, bro. Like, he performed coming out of UFOs. And for him to be like, that's a UFO. I don't know. It's okay. I have to move on because if I don't, I'm going to be very upset. Ask questions. That's all I'm saying. People tell you a story, ask questions. If they don't want to answer, that's okay, but ask the fucking questions. Reincarnation. I'm glad he brought this up. We are fans of reincarnation.
We have an episode about it.
I know we do, but we need to refresh the House of Haunters. Let them know what's going on.
Yeah, they got to go listen. I'm just kidding.
that's a valid point, too. Go listen. We have a whole episode on it. But the point is, like, we're for it. You know, we dig it. I want to be reincarnated. Yes.
As your grandpa? What was it again?
Listen to the episode to find out. What is it? I'm my own grandpa. Go check out the episode. It's very, very okay. So he said reincarnation. And I'm like, I'm here for it. And then he started involving religion. In this short 4-minute clip, like, he summed up like all of the paranormal world. You know? And then he ended it with like, you religious motherfuckers, no shit. I still kind of think a lot of his avoiding of the how do you feel about aliens living on the planet already? Was his like Illuminati side saying, hey, like, dude, be quiet about that. Like, you already know what's going on. Like, there's some things you can't talk about. He'll say he saw it, but he won't say they live here. But I mean, aliens, as far as aliens go, we've been through this before. What makes you think we're not alone? How big is the universe? Like, you might not have Star-Lord driving around there, but there's definitely something out there. There has to be. The odds are too great for it not to be. So if they've been here for a while, probably. Like, who knows? That's not what this episode's about. Especially this part. This is about Too Short, dealing with ghosts and stuff. I wanted more of that. But it was still refreshing, like, to hear him talk about this stuff. I'm kind of mad. Right now, I'm just a little upset with the interviewer. Like, there's so many questions I have. Hey, Too Short, Mr. Short, can I call you too? If you want to come on, first of all, thank you for listening. But if you want to come on the House of Haunting podcast and talk about each one of these individually for an hour per segment, Lena and I are more than happy to have you on.
Absolutely.
When did this air?
This just came out November 23rd, 2023.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. It only has 20 likes. Yeah, this just... Ooh, Too Short. I don't know if this is going to help you or hurt you.
It only has 744 views.
Yeah, that's really light for Too Short. Like, come on. Right. Like, he's guaranteed at least 10K. Are you going to like it?
Real
time, you have to. Like it real. I'm going to find it and like it, too. This is great. Folks, if you want to see the interaction, go to YouTube. Go to How's It Haunting and hit subscribe. And then after you do that, go to Hip Hop DX. And watch this Too Short lived in a haunted house, because it's a question mark. I recall seeing UFOs and thoughts on afterlife. You know, I'll tell you, his thoughts on the afterlife are spot on. Like, there's something else more. Maybe you got a Jedi train to get where you want to do it. But because if I have to put in some serious Jedi training hours, I will do that to be that ghost. This is good. I'm happy with this. What a way to sum up this week with the holidays and everything that's going on. It had everything we needed. Do you have any thoughts on this?
No. I mean, it's too short talking about everything that we try to talk about.
What more do you need, bro?
Exactly what you said. Summed it up.
One thing I do want to touch on, he pointed out religion. Like, no matter what denomination you're into, they're hiding something. That made me laugh because I'm thinking, like, that's what, you know, the government been doing this whole time. They know stuff. They know stuff. Like, bro, if you have a device in the palm of your hand that can do all these awesome things, like, imagine what they have. They're way ahead. They probably have teleportation right now. It's probably not working right. Like, somebody missing an ear when they get to the other side. But they have a firm grasp of what's going on. And they probably have some alien pals. Like, come on, down here. Let's kick it. Men in Black probably exist to a certain degree. It's just not as flashy. But yeah, good story. Great job.
And that House of Haunters is all the paranormal mailbag entertainment.
Let's talk about the mail. And really, that's all you need. Good job. One and done, as they say. Yeah, so that House of Haunters brings us to the end of another episode. I'd like to thank our guest for being here, telling us those awesome stories.
I'm kind of mad he didn't send you any of that haunted or cursed items.
I would have kind of liked to have a cursed shot glass. Like, I want to drink out of a cursed shot glass.
I know.
Because I don't have nearly enough bad luck in my life.
Because you're crazy.
I feel once you get to like a certain depth of the bad luck, it's got to bounce back, right? So maybe after sure. I drink from the cursed shot glass, I'll win the lottery. Sure. But it'll probably be like $5. Maybe it's a good thing I didn't have them on earlier because I would have got that shot glass.
Yeah, I'm glad that you didn't have that interview earlier.
And he would have been happy to send you, like, this is going to Chris? Good. Bye. Yep,
exactly.
And then I would have, like, horror movie style a week later, just, like, homeless and dirty, like, bro. On somebody else's phone because I wouldn't be able to afford one. I'd be like, bro, what'd you do to me? I still have the shot glass, though. That brings us to the end of another episode. House of Haunters, thank you very much for hanging out.
Thank you, Ty, again. It was a great interview. And thank you, House of Haunters, for listening.
So this is episode 21. We're closing out. We got a few more episodes left. Are you excited to end the season?
I'm just trying to get back into the groove of doing these again.
Well, I mean, the groove.
It's going to be as soon as I get back into the groove, he's going to be like, season is done.
Well, there's always practice. Like, you can practice the groove. Sounds weird, but you could practice the groove. Lena, if they want to find you practicing the groove, like, where do they go?
They can find me on Twitch.
That's right.
Twitch.tv/ICVamp. Turn on your notifications. I will be going live for the 25 days of Christmas. I got an advent calendar that I unboxed this last weekend. Not this weekend, the weekend before. I unboxed it all on Twitch. And I got a bunch of new stuff, and one was an advent calendar, and it has a present for every day for the 25 days of Christmas. So I will be opening them on Twitch.
Nice. Must be nice.
It is.
But yeah, I look forward to that. Guys, go check it out, and I'll be hanging out as well. And until then, you can come on back next week. Lena, what is next week's topic?
That's a great question.
Isn't it always? How are they going to find out?
Listen, like I am going to.
Well, you're going to find out before them. That's usually how it works.
Oh, that's right. Because I usually have to show up with the information.
Tune in next week. We can tell you that it's going to be like today's. It's going to have paranormal stuff. How's that for a teaser?
It will definitely have paranormal stuff.
You can count on paranormal stuff, and you can count on paranormal news. And, you know, not for nothing, today's news delivered in all forms. So I thank you for that. Great job on the news. And in the meantime, always remember those random acts of kindness.
It's the little things that mean so much.
And if you have a story or an experience you'd like to share, Lena, how can they find us?
You can find us on any social media. Just search How's It Haunting? Or you can go right to the source, Zellback Podcast Network on Patreon.
That's patreon.com/Zellback. You can also email Lena, lena@zellback.com.
Or email chris@zellback.com.
Because we want to ask you,
how's it haunting?
Dude, let's get through this episode, then we can laugh our heads off after this. How are you? Like, let's start over again. How's it haunting, everyone? I'm Chris.
And I'm Lena.
And this, am I glitching like a motherfucker?
Do it over again.
Lena, each and every week,
The title, it's Too Short Live in a Haunted House.
You said Too Short Live in a Haunted House. It sounds like you're throwing a concert.
Bitch.
Bitch. Fucking, I'm getting old man cops.
There's a dog virus around us.
See that, and that's, well, blah, blah. Are you trying to get it together?
Yeah. I'm
Good luck. Let me do that again.
No. Thank you, House of Honors.
Chuck Radio.